Falling valuations, in turn, make it harder to raise capital. New projects may be put on hold, and new hires may have to stop. Some companies could go out of business altogether. On April 5th, Fast, a maker of checkout software for online merchants, announced that it was shutting down because of fundraising problems. Many investors predict that more startups will go bust or see their valuations decline in the coming months. To see which startups are most at risk, The Economist looked at the annual revenue growth and valuation to sales ratios for 500-odd unicorns around the world, for which PitchBook, a data firm, had information. For the whole lot, the median revenue growth was 63%, and the value-to-revenue ratio was 22. Three sectors looked particularly vulnerable. One is hardware companies such as Juul, an e-cigarette firm, and Royal, a Chinese maker of smart devices. This group has a median revenue growth of 32% and valuations 25 times their annual sales. Another category is fintech firms, including Britain's Checkout.com and America's Plaid. Such firms' median valuation is about 33 times their sales, the highest among the 11 broad sectors we examined, but their median sales growth is only middling at 70% per year. Business software firms such as Miro and Talkdesk are also looking shaky. These firms have a median valuation of 28 times their sales and revenue growth of 33%. Some startups will be insulated from the shock. Software firms, for example, tend to boast large gross margins, often around 70% for smaller companies. This can provide a buffer against a downturn. Thanks to last year's bumper fundraising, many startups of all sorts have healthy balance sheets and may not need to raise capital for several years. "I have so much money I don't know what to do with it," the boss of one told The Economist earlier this year after a multi-billion dollar round. And superstar companies such as Stripe, a payments unicorn valued last year at $95 billion, are so adored by venture capitalists that they will probably be able to raise money even in harsh environments. Indeed, VC firms insist that falling valuations across the industry do not affect their returns, precisely because these ultimately come from a small number of big hits, not a big number of small ones. Perhaps some investors are nonetheless rethinking their strategies. Younger firms, which are further from listing and so are less likely to be hurt by the turbulence in public markets, are in favour. In the past quarter, deal size has continued to grow for striplings, while the median deal for late-stage firms has shrunk from $50 million last year to $40 million. Startups, too, are adapting. Mr. Hazlitt reports a surge of chief financial officers asking for help in arranging the sale of employees' shares in secondary markets. These shares may fetch less than if their owners had waited for their employer to go public, but that may be a long wait.